Do you know what's coming to St. Petersburg, RadioSt.Pete.com listeners? The St. Petersburg Powering Sailboat Show, presented by Progressive. This is one of the most anticipated events, and it will be January 16th through 19th. With me today is the founder, live from Fort Lauderdale, Nick Pantner. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to everybody listening.
Tell us a little bit. This has been 45 years in Former Markets U.S. Boat shows have showcased products from fishing boats to luxury yachts. Tell us a little bit about your boating journey and how you got involved.
I actually got involved by working on boats a few years ago, and I've been with the company for almost 5 years. And before that, I used to work on different sized vessels, anything from your smallest center console to obviously a big yacht, and about 110 feet and above. And ever since then, I've been loving what I've been doing.
So, do you have a boat yourself?
I do not. Not yet. That's on the bucket list.
So just for the heck of it, before we launch into the super details on this anticipated event, what would be your dream boat?
My dream boat will eventually be an expedition boat, so I'm working on saving on that.
Very good. And can you tell us, for those of us who are sailors and who have gone through the Three Sisters and love sailing and boating, what are some of your favorite destinations boat-wise?
I love going up north, obviously, to the Nantucket area, Newport area, Sag Harbor. The northern area is very, very nice. Obviously, love going down to the Keys. And by growing up in Marco Island, I love the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Well, that is all good. So let's launch into this event. Please share with our listeners what we can look forward to that's new this year, especially after so many massive boat losses. Residents and visitors are really looking forward to the most comprehensive display of vessels.
Yes, obviously, for this upcoming 47th edition, actually, of the Stampede Boat Show, the dates are going to be the 6th into the 19th. We're going to be having over 330 vessels shown on the in-water portion of the show, and probably about another 100 or more on land. Anything from your smallest kayak to your biggest, the biggest boat we're going to have in the water is going to be a 95-foot Ocean Alexander, so it's going to be beautiful. So we're expecting to obviously have a lot of people come and check that out. We do have great seminars throughout the whole weekends of the show for either for kids or adults. Also for the kids, they will be getting a free rod and reel for the fishing clinics.
I'm going to talk about Captain Don Dingman. He Hook the Future is an incredible event. You've got a couple of things to give back to the community this year. So you have the free fishing clinic for children that takes place at noon and 2 on Saturday, January 18th, and Sunday, January 19th, for children ages 4 to 16. Tell us a little bit about Don Dingman. I met him last year. He is fantastic.
Don is great. He's been, doing all of our shows, even the shows that we produce on the East Coast of Florida for many years. He's very familiar. I mean, you ask him anything, and he'll give you any answer and more. So, obviously, he is the right person to have the seminars with.
Well, he has taught thousands of families how to succeed in fishing. And my very own Backwater Brantley on Instagram, my little guys and my older guys, they all love to fish and they all love Don. You're also doing something very special. You're helping to provide relief to those still reeling from the devastation of Helene and Milton. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, obviously, it's devastating to have any of our Florida coast get hit by any hurricane any time of the year. So obviously we're trying to obviously give back to the community by doing a little support here and there when we can. Right before the holidays, we did a little bit of a food and water drive to send over some supplies to the other coast to help the ones they need.
And I think that this one I see that you're going to donate some of the proceeds from boat show ticket sales will benefit Feeding Tampa Bay.
That's
and in
cool.
partnership with the Tampa Bay Area Emergency Operations Center, they have been working directly with local emergency management. This is really important. And you do this pretty much in every community you go to. You always do something to give back. Tell us about that.
Yeah, obviously at every show we try to partner up with the different organizations to give back, one way or another to these affected communities. If it's either giving back due to a hurricane disaster or to support our waterways.
Absolutely. And you're also about sustainable fishing and sustainable practices. Tell us a little bit about that. And are there energy efficient boats that you're showcasing this year?
So there might be some electric boats that might be coming to the show. So obviously that's something new and different and exciting for anybody that hasn't seen an electric boat. They're pretty neat. There might be some boats obviously with an electric outboard as well. So that's the new technology, new gadgets for the industry.
How has AI affected the boating industry and the gadgets? Because I love the gadgets. There's a lot of gadgets, and I always tell my husband to put his to bring his checkbook and bring his credit card so we can buy.
100%. Yeah, the AI has actually helped a lot of the community and the whole industry overall by helping with, you know, technology, seeing things before our eyes can even see it, to different various cameras and obviously other devices that can go on the boat.
So people can purchase tickets in advance at stpeteboatshow.com, and I understand that veterans and active duty military show proof of military service for a free ticket, and children under 15 and under attend free. Your hours are 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, January 16th through 18th, Sunday, January 19th from 10 to 4. Is there also music, food, and drink along the way to enjoy?
Yes, every year and every show we'll have obviously a lot of food, different food vendors, and we have a cocktail bar right on the water with live music for everybody to enjoy and relax.
That is wonderful. What are you looking forward to about this show in St. Pete and why is this? I know this is one of your favorites. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, not just mine, but every other one of our staff members that gets to go over there, you know, from the different departments. We love going over to the Gulf Coast of Florida. And obviously, St. Pete being their first show of the year, we love just getting kind of away from the East Coast and just changing things up a little bit.
And I understand that you have another boat show nearby in Sarasota on April 25th through 27th.
That's correct. Yeah, we'll be back, obviously, to the Gulf Coast right around April.
So what's biting right now? I mean, what are we looking for here in the Gulf waters?
On that, I mean, obviously, with this cold front that's coming in, I'm sure a lot of people are staying warm, but I'm sure, you know, you can catch some reds and different snooks in the backwaters.
Well, listen, I hope you're bringing your fishing pole, Nick, when you come down here to St. Pete. And what else is special about this show that is different this year than any other year?
Well, this one, actually, I did grow the show a little bit more by, you know, bringing in a few more boats on the water side of things. So we're going to have a good time out there.
That's great. Can people also go out on boats during the show?
Yeah, there is going to be a little section towards the west, towards the airport and the in water, with the Annapolis School of Seamanship is going to be doing some demonstrations.
Oh, that's great. It's always great to see them, right? I look forward to that, and you can always improve your skills when you work with them. So, folks, again, I've been talking with Nick Pantner from the St. Petersburg Power and Sailboat Show. It is powered by Progressive this year. And it's going to be at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, Yacht Basin, and Albert Wooded Park, 400 First Street in downtown St. Pete. Parting words for our boating enthusiasts, Nick.
Make sure, obviously, you bring your sunglasses, hats, and a little bit of sunscreen, and let's have a good time.
Sounds like a fun weekend. Thanks, Nick, for talking with Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.